Welcome to Pipeline Meeting, where marketers come to talk about sales. I'm your host, Harris Kenny, and I'll be joined by a guest every Monday and Wednesday for brief 15-minute interviews where we'll share tips that you can apply to support your sales team and help them close more deals. If you don't have time to listen to this whole episode, you can skip ahead in the show notes in your podcast player or find the transcript at introcrm.com/podcast. All the episodes are published there.
I ended up getting a phone call from some recruiter in the just out of nowhere. We're at this consulting firm. The owners want to talk to you. I was like, hey, yeah, what the hell, whatever. I've dived into this sort of data and analytics world that I don't know very much about at all. I'm a Word guy. I could spin yarn all day, but like Excel is daunting. So now I have to try to speak eloquently about, you know, things that are definitely outside of my comfort zone, which has been cool. The really cool part, you know, it was super appealing to me was, they've been a company for like 10 years. It's these three guys that started their own company and it's been growing slowly but steadily over the years. And they have pretty serious clients that they've been with long engagements with no marketing. They just didn't do it. You know, they've had sales guys. We work with channel partners. So like your Tableau, your AWS, Fivetran, there's a lot of them. Snowflake is a big one that people tend to know about. But that was sort of it. And so they're like, yeah, you're the marketing guy. I want you to stand up a program, whatever you think is best. We're tech nerds. We don't know the marketing thing.
You took a bet basically on the executive team. You said, look, they seem cool. They seem like they're going to give me a chance to take some shots at doing different things, trying different things. And
yeah,
just go for it and changing up the industry you're in and the tactics you're using. And it sounds like so far, so good.
Yeah, it's really been pretty successful so far in terms of building social footprint, building inbound. I've always liked wearing a lot of different hats. That's something that I've always enjoyed. I hadn't used HubSpot before I came on board here. Learning that, obviously a CRM, but not that one. Just standing up social platforms, like it didn't exist. They had a Twitter page and a LinkedIn page with like 50 followers. Just building that up and building out a content strategy, putting something in place that really checks all of the boxes that I feel like most firms have out of the box, and that just didn't exist here.
What's working in inbound right now for you?
We have some awesome content creators. We have a lot of like how-to videos and tutorials. I think part of what's working is we have two sort of separate audiences at the same time. People that know maybe their data isn't great. They want to do this organizational shift. Then there's also like the people maybe that are the data guy at a smaller company looking to scale and that are sort of on their own, providing them content of how they can maybe find practical advice around some issue they're having. How can they fix this without getting the consultant in the room? We did a site flip within the first like 6 months.
What did you change from and to?
It stayed on the same platform, but we did a redesign. The first thing I did was like, I need design help. I can't do it. And I'm not, you don't want me to do it. So I found an agency that I could work with on not much of a budget. I was just like, okay, this website's okay, but you can tell a consultant did it. No SEO at all, just not a consideration. It was a good business card. So I brought them in. They provided the art direction. I told them what I needed. Just firming up even just basic positioning stuff. Here's what we do and here's why we do it. And here's the clients that we serve and all of these things. I feel like everyone on LinkedIn is like an advice guru and I kind of can't do it, you know? But so I'm always joking about, oh, I 10X'd my pipeline and all of that stuff. You see that 500 times a day and you pull up analytics and it just wasn't a tool that they used. They did their business word of mouth. So to be able to actually do 5X and really bring up the site traffic and its footprint, you get to see this huge jump. So that was cool.
You're the first marketing hire. You started with the site, worked on positioning and designing the site for SEO. It sounds like creating content and just getting visitors on, getting a basic footprint on social media. And what does that look like in terms of sales? So are the principals of the company, are they responsible for sales? Are you involved in sales at all? Are you doing CRM work in HubSpot? You kind of got the top of the funnel filling up. You've got that flywheel spinning and then what?
For sure. I have a sales counterpart. We have a director of sales that's bringing in net new type stuff. For our big accounts, we have a principal in there who is responsible for obviously overseeing the day-to-day tactical stuff of whatever implementation they're doing, if it's a database migration or whatever it may be. Yeah. I do some retargeting and some ABM type stuff. Nothing super aggressive yet. That's certainly in the plan to be able to expand accounts. One thing that we find is we have a lot of business use cases. So like we might be at a life science company doing their supply chain stuff. that doesn't necessarily mean that the marketing team or the HR team is running analytics off of the stuff that we're running. They're very siloed in that sense. And so that's a huge ABM opportunity for us. And I think part of the plan going forward, something that I think HubSpot is going to help with quite a bit.
Is sales doing their own pipeline generation? It sounds like they are doing a little bit of their own outreach too.
Yeah. So I'm sort of the traditional B2B side of it where I'm trying to bring in inbound leads. Maybe they got one a year and now we're getting a couple a month. He is working with our technology partners. We have great ecosystems with them and longstanding relationships. These are huge enterprise SaaS accounts. They have much more of a reach than we do. So they're probably a primary channel and we do a lot of sort of engagements with them. Longer term stuff in terms of like sales enablement is the use cases and having case studies and things like that. That's stuff that in the first year wasn't going to happen and is like, and it's sort of a hurdle anyway, in terms of just getting clearance to do things and what you can say and what you can't is hard in a service industry. That's the sort of thing that I'm looking to scale up as we go into year two and being more involved in that way.
It's interesting that you mentioned ABM before, because we have another interview with someone who does ABM at Seagate and is a really interesting conversation, but they're a little further along in terms of implementing that program. So that conversation is kind of like a, you know, ABM 201 or 301. But since you're earlier stage and just beginning to think about it, I think this would be actually really helpful for other listeners who I know are in your position actually and aren't at a place where they have a huge team and dedicated ABM tools and stuff like that. They just want to start experimenting.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, how are you thinking about that? So as you go into the next year, where do you think your first steps would be in that direction? What would that look like?
I have sort of a two-prong approach, I suppose. And this is probably not groundbreaking, but just a way to start somewhere and then build. We have a pretty good client list, some pretty big enterprise clients. But like I said before, finding the business case users, doing all the account mapping. Who do we know? What are they doing? What sort of services are we providing to them? Who are their counterparts in other departments? Like identifying those stakeholders and all of the stuff that goes along with that. And then separately, find comps, whether you're doing intent data. I'm a little bit of an intent skeptic, I would say. It's directional, at least. It's something.
You mentioned you're a little bit of a skeptic about intent-based. Can you expand on that? I'm super curious.
I've only used it sparingly in sort of like in a ZoomInfo sort of context, and Bambora is the one that I happen to know. I don't know if there are others. If you're looking at a small 500-person, 200-person company, I'm kind of interested. But when you have, you know, 25, 30,000 employees, I feel like that data can be kind of bloated, I guess, is what I would say. Just hearing what's going on in the industry, know who the players are, know who their stakeholders are, find the pain point. I'm going to trust that a lot more than I'm going to say, like, this IP has searched for data visualization. Yeah, I'm sure that an enterprise account looks at big box terms all the time, you know? And so I'm a little bit skeptical, and maybe it's that I don't know the tech that well. My sort of layman's understanding of it, I wouldn't hitch my wagon to it too closely. And I'm also sort of stubborn. So I'm gonna trust my gut like 90% of the time anyway, for better or worse.
Yeah. Well, and especially with the stage and where you're at in terms of building this out, you know, you've got to build a program that you can manage.
Yeah.
And if there's lower hanging fruit, maybe that is the new hotness and it's a cool thing, but it just might not make sense for where you're at with where you're
building. Yeah, and we're not doing volume. My contact database has grown exponentially in the first year. It's a couple thousand people. The people that we have in there are pretty attached to the organization, or they know it from our events. They've met us in person. And it's just like building slowly. Like, I don't think people need an email once a week from ClearTelligence. I don't think anyone needs to see that. They can get a newsletter, they can opt in, and people do. Like, that wasn't even on the site when I started. There wasn't like a get emails from us thing. And they're like, no one's going to do that. And they do, you know. but I don't think you need to abuse it either. I mean, I can't even tell you what I used to send in a week. Hundreds of thousands of emails. And I've played that game, and you're hoping for 0.1%. And I get that, but that's just not the model here. We can take our time and let it sort of simmer. And we build trust that way. We're a small firm, and we're like a 100-person firm. The whole point is that we're kind of regular people. We understand you have a certain thing that you need to do.
And you know, again, you have that support at the executive level.
Yeah.
You've got these high ticket deals are coming in, and you've got channel partners. So you have that runway to, you have that breathing room.
You know, oh yeah. Yeah, it's a great situation. Awesome people. Like I said, that principal team is brilliant. And I'm working with them as much as I can to figure out what's the hot thing and what are we doing and how do we leverage our expertise in this space.
How can people find you if they're interested in seeing you share about what you're doing and how you're learning? Where can people find you online?
I'm on LinkedIn mostly. Pete DeLimpio. Cleartelligence is the organization. It's a toned down version of myself, I would say. I try to have a filter, right? But yeah, it's that. We're on Twitter. You'll find Cleartelligence and myself. I don't know. Twitter's gotten weird. that's a whole thing. I don't know what happened. I think it might be a little bit on fire at the moment, but you know.
I don't know if anybody knows.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, but it's entertaining in a sort of morbid way. I do a lot on LinkedIn and most of our messaging is coming out of there. Happy to chat with anyone. I remember being the sort of junior marketing guy and it feels daunting and feeling like the senior folks always knew. They put on the game face. I'm like, come on. Come on now.
Level with me here.
Yeah, like, come on. Let's be real.
That's all for now. You can find show notes at introcrm.com/podcast. The theme music for Pipeline Meeting is by Neighborhood Vandal. If you learned something, consider sharing this show with a friend. Thanks for listening.